ready for the second one?
Yes.
Yep.
I've got
peace. Peace, my deliverer. Peace, my deliverer. I got peace, my deliverer. In my soul.
I've got peace.
Nothing more than that, right? Yes.
Let's give another big hand for all the youth, the group, and BJ. I want to welcome everyone here today on another beautiful day, and we certainly want to welcome back Betty Angelini. She was here a few weeks ago, and I certainly remember her sermon on camp food, so I'm going to go back and listen to that one. Betty is the executive director of Camp Crestfield and Conference Center, and she's graduated from Pittsburgh Theological Seminary with Master's in Divinity, and she lives with her retired husband, Dave, who's an unceasing volunteer at Crestfield and Slippery Rock. So welcome back.
It's great to be back.
And also we want to welcome back Debbie Soa here to play the music today, so it's great, always great having you back, Debbie. Thank you very much. So a reminder of the Deacon's Pork Roast, September 13th. Donations are needed for food and Chinese auction. Sign-up sheets and donation letters are on the back. See Kathy Sagey or any of the deacons for any questions. For those in the pews, there is a red pad. Please open the red pad and record your attendance today. We appreciate that. And a reminder that the Women's Association's Shop for a Cause at Macy's is on August 29th. Tickets are $5. If you're interested, please see BJ Morrison, who's up here. And with that, one other note is that today for the responsive reading, we'll be reading out of the Red Bibles, Psalm 29. So that's a little different change. So if you want to get your Red Bibles ready, the page is listed in your bulletin, I think, is on page 478, but Betty will remind you that. So with that, thank you very much, Betty.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Psalms, in the Psalms we hear, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Jesus tells us, let the children come to me. Jesus also tells us, if we are to have faith, it needs to be like a child. We have already had the call to worship. The children have led us and have inspired us to come and worship the Lord together, just like children, with all of our hearts and with great joy. Let us worship the Lord. Let us stand together and sing a hymn of praise, number 74, Majesty.
Thank you.
we think that we have not sinned, we are only fooling ourselves. Now is our time to come together, first as a community and then individually, to confess our sins to our Lord. Let us read together in unison in the Bible, or in the bulletin. God of grace and love, without your word we have nothing to say. Without your spirit we have no guide. Without Jesus Christ we cannot find our good way. Give us your word and spirit that we might proclaim the good news, live in justice with peace, and gratefully praise your name in what we say and do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. My friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven. We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ. Because we are our Lord's children, let us stand together and say the Apostles' Creed, affirming our faith that we belong together as one family. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now take some time to greet our brothers and sisters in Christ.
There. Okay. Good morning. We have to get those grown-ups to settle down. They'll be fine. Good morning. You guys did such a nice job singing. Thank you for doing that. Okay, I guess you noticed we were blowing some bubbles up here. Why do you think we like bubbles? Anybody got an idea? I think that's... Okay, let's use inside voices. They might remind us of God. I think they're pretty. They're beautiful.
Sometimes you see colors.
Sometimes you see rainbows. Sean? They come in different colors. They're easy to do. Anybody can blow bubbles. A little baby or an old person like me. Anybody can blow bubbles. They make the person who's blowing the bubbles happy, and they make other people happy who see the bubbles. They're easy to do, and they don't really cost very much. So bubbles are really cool things. But I know something else that's a lot like bubbles. They're beautiful. They're easy to do. They don't cost very much. They make the person doing them happy, and they make other people happy. In fact, in the newspaper, every Thursday, there's a column that talks about these things, and they're called random acts of kindness. Can anybody tell me what random acts of kindness means? Henry?
Random acts of kindness would be something like this. If you see a guy who's very hungry, but wants your cookies, and well, you can have half my cookie.
That's a very nice thing to do. Yes, it's doing something for somebody else that makes them happy that they didn't expect. Sammy? Okay. I thought you were raising your hand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Well, random acts of kindness are something nice that you do for someone that they didn't expect, and it can be a very small thing. John and I experience random acts of kindness almost every day. When we go out to a restaurant or a theater or the movies or even come to church, handling the wheelchair and those big heavy doors is tricky business. But almost everywhere we go, someone stops and helps us with the doors. And that's a small thing for them to do, but it's a very big thing for us, and it makes a big difference. And one time I did a random act of kindness and I didn't even realize it until later. I was waiting in the grocery store for John to catch up with me, and I saw a lady, even older than me, walking toward me with her cart, but she looked really sad. And as she got close to me, I just smiled at her, and she went on past me, and a couple seconds later she came back and she said, "You just made my day, thank you." That smile didn't cost me anything, and it only took a second to do. But it made the lady happy, and when she came back and talked to me, it made me very happy. Can you think of some things that you could do that might can be considered random acts of kindness? Henry?
Walk a dog.
Walk somebody's dog for them. Emma?
Mow someone's lawn.
Okay, you could, like I said, open the door for someone or return someone's shopping cart to the cart corral at the supermarket. Sammy? Oh, well, that sounds like a good idea. Oliver, did you want to say something? Okay. That sounds like a good thing to do. You could clean your room without your mom nagging you about it. You could help Dad clean out the garage. If you see someone at school, are you guys all ready for school?
I'm just using last year's stuff.
Okay. Well, if you're at school and you see someone at lunch sitting by themselves, maybe you could go and sit with them.
That happened last year. This girl in my class, Jenna, she was staying by herself. So I came over and said, "Are you okay? Do you want to sit with us?" And she said, "Yeah."
That's a random act of kindness, and I think that's a wonderful thing that you did. Okay, help someone on the playground who is all by themselves. There's all kinds of things you can do that don't cost you anything, but they make people feel like they're bubbles, like they're floating on air when you do something nice for them. Okay, when we're finished, I'm going to give you each some bubbles to remind you of random acts of kindness. But I want to make a deal with you. This week, I'd like you to do a random act of kindness. And then next week at church, will you stop by my spot back there and tell me about it? Is that a deal?
Sounds like a good deal.
I'd like to hear what you all have in mind. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and this amazing church family. Help us as adults and children to be open to the needs of others and look for ways to be kind. Amen.
Thank you, Debbie. That was just beautiful. Thank you. Just like children, children like routine, but they like a little variation too in their lives. So our responsive reading this morning is going to be a little bit different. We're going to read it right from the Bible. It's Psalm 29. It's found on page 478 in the pew hymnal or pew Bible. I will read the odd verses, and you can read the even verses. And let us hear a psalm from David, how he rejoices in the work of the Lord. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy array.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon to skip like a cow.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned.
May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The word of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First prayer request we have is for Carl Foglerini. Carl has not been feeling well. Be in prayer. He heals and improves. Doug Mellinger, who is a cousin of Kathy Sagi, he was in the hospital due to a setback with his cancer, but today is his bucket list, the Rhine Old Time Family Picnic. He is being discharged this morning so he can go. This one is from the deacons. Paul Kodershuk had a slight setback in his health. Prayers he gets the rest and healing he needs. And the last one is for Tom Stump, the owner of the Stump's Meat Market in Aetna. He fell off a roof, and they don't know if he's going to pull through. There's going to be a benefit spaghetti dinner. Info is on the back table. Prayers for him and the Stump family, and Stump's Meat Market in Aetna is now closed for good.
Thanks, BJ. Does anybody have anything else? Any other joys or concerns? The last time that I was here, I asked for prayers for my husband. He is in the middle of receiving IV antibiotics for a month, so we are on the downhill slide of that. He is doing really well, and we are feeling your prayers, and I am so very, very grateful for all of that. So thanks for praying, and please keep praying. So, yes, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Holy and wonderful God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, oh, how distinct you are. Oh, how you live in unity with each other of all of your parts. Lord, we are so grateful that you have created us. We are so grateful that you have redeemed us. We are so grateful through the power of the Holy Spirit that you sustain us. You have placed many beautiful things in our lives, and we give thanks and rejoice for each and every one of those blessings, particularly the breath of life on this special day, your day, the first day of the week, the day of the resurrection. We come before you now, Lord, asking for your touch of healing your special touch of healing as the great physician. We ask, Lord, that you heal Carl and help him to feel better. We pray, Lord, for Doug. And despite the cancer, we rejoice that he is able to attend his family picnic today and be with his brothers and sisters, his family. We pray for Paul, Lord, and ask for rest and continued healing for him. And Lord, hear our prayers for Tom. We pray for him and for healing, healing that you know that is best. We pray for his family, and we ask, Lord, that you move us to help his family through the spaghetti dinner to pay for the treatments that he needs. I rejoice and give thanks, Lord, for your ever presence with Dave, and that you continue to put your healing hands on him. Lord, there is so much to be joyful for amidst the challenges and the trials and tribulations. And so, Lord, I ask that you just make our hearts sing with love for you. And because our hearts are singing, Lord, I ask that you empower us by the Holy Spirit to do those random acts of kindness for our brothers and sisters, our neighbors we know and don't know, and that we do them because we love you. Because we love you, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, we come before you together as a community, saying the prayer that you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to hear God's word read and proclaimed, let us stand and sing Spirit of the Living God, inviting the Holy Spirit to come and open our hearts for that proclamation. It's number 247. Be seated. We have just asked the Lord to fall afresh on us and to melt us and mold us and use us. Now is our time to respond to that by giving not only of our financial gifts, but also the gifts of ourselves. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Give with an open heart.
to the Ephesians, you tell us that we hear that you can do much more than we can imagine. So we ask now that you just take these gifts and do more than we can even imagine. Use them to spread your gospel throughout all of the world, Lord, in this community and beyond. Thank you for the opportunity to give back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Today's reading comes from Romans 8, verses 12 through 17 in the Revised Standard Version. So then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children, then heirs of God and will fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Bless the reading of the hearing.
Let us pray. Holy and wonderful God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, we have opened the pages of your scripture. We have heard your word. Now, Lord, we ask that you open our hearts so that we can not only hear, but feel and see and taste and sense and be transformed by that word. For Jesus, you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.
Well, good morning again. Greetings to you in the name of Pittsburgh Presbytery, the Crestfield Ministry team and staff. Oh my goodness, it's only been like 3 weeks since we were together, and it's now here we are again. And how wonderful to see some friends of Crestfield that have come up to Crestfield this morning. BJ and the Permans and the Voglianis and Mrs. Baldwin, and greetings to Maddie and Miles too. Yes. How wonderful it is. You know, family and dancing, they seem to go together. Remember the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1979? We Are Family was their theme song, and there was lots of dancing in the stands and in the neighborhoods of southwestern Pennsylvania when they won the World Series. And I don't know, I'm sort of getting the feeling that maybe it will be like that again this year, huh? Yesterday was good. Family and dancing, they seem to go together. I love to go to weddings in this part of the country. Besides those wonderful cookie tables, there is usually lots of family present. And of course, there is usually dancing. A polka, the hokey pokey, a line dance or two, and if you're lucky these days, the bird dance. You know, na 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 na. Yes, yes, yes. Family and dancing, they seem to go together, like the Trinity does, the three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. The Trinity has lots to do with family and with dancing, joyful dancing. In Paul's masterfully written letter to the Romans, a people that he longed to be with physically and be with in community wherever he was, Paul writes directly about family and indirectly about dancing, joyful dancing. Let's look at the family portion first. Throughout almost each verse in this passage that we heard this morning, Paul identifies the Roman Christians as family. In verse 12, he specifically addresses the readers and listeners of the letter as brothers and sisters. Didn't the kids even sing about that this morning? Brothers and sisters?
Right from the start, Paul wants the Romans to know that he considers them family by calling and identifying them with terms of endearment, brother and sister. Not, hey you, or not fellow Jew or fellow Roman or not even fellow Christian, but brother and sister. A term of belonging together by bonds that should be unbreakable, bonds of blood, brother and sister, bonds that are usually considered equal. Further on in verse 12, and then in all of verse 13, Paul goes on to describe the characteristics of the family to which these brothers and sisters belong. He identifies the family members as sinners, debtors, as having a sinful nature that comes to humanity just because we have flesh. It's important to know that in Greek that there is a different word for body and a different word for flesh. In this passage, Paul is using the word sarx, which means flesh, not soma, which means body. Perhaps flesh had the connotation of impure or tainted, whereas body was more acceptable, pure. Yet Paul immediately says in the first and second verses of today's text that the characteristic of sinning because of our humanity, our flesh, does not have to be our defining characteristic. Paul boldly and assertively proclaims, if you live of the sarx of the flesh, you will die. But hear the good news, my friends. If you accept the Holy Spirit in your life and let the Spirit empower your actions, you can live. And with that, your characteristic of being a sinner is changed to what Paul joyfully proclaims in verse 14 as a child of God, not bound to perish because of the flesh and the associated sin, but bound to live because all of you who are led by the Spirit are children of God. Belonging to God's family. How wonderful and joyful to be a community of people that is God's family. For me, that means everything. How about for you? But let's be realistic. Sometimes we just don't want to be part of our family. We might not see the benefits. We might think it's more bother than it's worth. And Paul is a smart man, and he anticipates those feelings. And in verse 15 goes on to help us understand that the benefit of belonging to God's family, to being empowered not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Paul talks about a spirit of slavery and being fearful and cowering. Paul knows this image of slavery will capture the attention of the Romans fast, quick, and in a hurry. First, the slavery reference would easily trigger memories of the past with the Jews in Egypt, and then all those associated times with being treated poorly, not having enough food, working literally until death, not being respected, perhaps with little sense of love and life. Furthermore, this slavery image would relate to the present, to those right then, there, and now in Greece and Rome. This is where his letter was written and heard, and they would know about slavery and how it's an everyday part of their lives then. Possessing a spirit of slavery or being freed from a spirit of slavery would sound powerful in Rome and throughout the world. Perhaps in our geographical area today, the image of slavery is not so powerful. It doesn't give us that knee-jerk, visceral, in-our-belly reaction that it did during Paul's day. But if we stop and think about it, I am sure that we can each identify with something that we are slaves to today.
Perhaps our slavery has to do with our calendar. Perhaps our slavery has to do with our checkbook. Perhaps our slavery has to do with our time. Perhaps our slavery has to do to technology or isolation or the image of the perfect life. I imagine that each one of us are slaves to something in our lives that could bring us death. But Paul tells us, Paul proclaims that slavery and death do not need to be our overarching characteristic. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can belong to a family and be accepted. Through the spirit of adoption, we can belong to God's family and have such a deep, intimate relationship with God the Creator that we can use the language that Jesus himself used when he suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he suffered on the cross. My friends, we too, each one of us can call God Abba. The use of the word Abba is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the word slavery for Paul. Abba tells us that the Christian sense that God is at hand. God is close at hand. It is an intimate language of children, meaning literally daddy. And highlights that intimate relationship that Paul envisions between God the Creator and the church. God's family, an intimacy that precludes fear and a spirit of slavery. When the spirit of adoption enters, those things that keep us in bondage, in slavery, they are cut loose. And we are God's who bears our yoke and sets us free to experience God's glory. But the identity of the Romans and each of us does not stop there. The discussion of family goes on even more, even deeper in verses 16 and 17. Because this spirit of adoption is Christ's spirit and unites us with our own spirit, Paul again proclaims that we are children of God, adopted children of God. Christians are not just freedmen, the term that was used during Paul's time to identify slaves who were set free. Paul tells us because of the Holy Spirit, we are not freedmen. We are adopted children based on nothing that we did to achieve this, but only based on God's action to accept us. And we are not children. We are heirs, joint heirs with Christ. We are siblings to Christ, and we inherit like Christ. We inherit all that God desires for us: forgiveness, love, community, belongingness, family. What happens to Christ? Life and resurrection and glory happens to us as siblings of Christ. This passage is filled with the Greek word for with and together. As a family, we are to be together, live together, love together, struggle together, have conflict together, have resolution together. Or as today's psalm concludes, may the Lord bless the Lord's people with peace. As a family, we are to have peace together. And I would also add joy together. This doesn't mean that we will be struggle-free and we won't have suffering and conflict. But this does mean that we should be with each other, together with each other. Are there siblings in Christ that you are not in relationship with as you should be? Are there those in your adopted family, your brothers and sisters in Christ, from whom you are estranged, from whom you are not speaking to, or whom you have not even been with because you are bound by the slavery of time,
isolation, or checkbook. This is not what Paul says the Lord wants for us. The Lord wants to be with us. The Lord wants us to be with the triune God and with our family. And that, my friends, is where the dancing, the joyful dancing, comes into play. God is one, yet God is three: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Who was it that rang the bell this morning? Henry? He rang it for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? It is a doctrine that is never really named in the Scripture, but it is present throughout, particularly in the New Testament, the doctrine of the Trinity. It is present in today's passage: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity is a mystery. It's hard to explain and probably even harder to understand. But that's where our faith comes in. We just need to accept the Trinity, the unity, the community of the three. The Trinity is how God models for us to be family together, distinct but different. The Greek word for describing the Trinity is perichoresis. Perichoresis. It means, are you ready? Joyful dancing! Joyful dancing! Dancing together with joy. The Trinity shows us how we are to be in relationship with each other. Can you describe your relationships with your adopted family, your siblings in Christ, your brothers and sisters in Christ as a joyful dance? More than a line dance or a polka or the hokey pokey or even the bird dance, but a dance of love, of distinctness, but also of unity and community, of joyful relationship. If you can, wonderful. Keep on dancing and include more of your brothers and sisters. But if you can't describe your relationship with your Christian siblings as a joyful dance, then these words of Paul are just for you. Each one of us must listen for the Holy Spirit. Listen not just with our ears, but with our hearts. The Holy Spirit will speak deep in our hearts and tell us that each one of us is God's child. Once we hear and realize that, we are compelled to dance joyfully with each other, whatever it takes, and whatever suffering that is associated with making the relationship whole, we must each persevere in that suffering because Christ as our brother is with us. God as our dear, intimate parent who loves us is with us, providing assurance, and the Holy Spirit is empowering us to make our relationships with the triune God and with our siblings right, like a joyful dance. Family and joyful dancing, I think they go together. Family and joyful dancing, I hope that you not only think that they go together, but that you will dance joyfully with our triune God and all your brothers and sisters in Christ today, tomorrow, and forever. Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
You want to dance?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Oh, now we sing together a hymn of response. I have decided to follow Jesus. It's number 376 in your hymnals.
Thank you.
go out and spread that love and that joy with others. So as you leave this place to go and serve the Lord, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you grace. May the Lord turn his face to the left and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, our triune God, who joyfully dances with us and for us. Alleluia and amen.